Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Mahanagar Gas Limited Q2 FY23 earnings conference call hosted by PhillipCapital India Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ankur Agrawal from PhillipCapital India Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Renju. Good evening to all the participants. On behalf of PhillipCapital India, it is my pleasure to welcome you all to the Mahanagar Gas Limited's Q2 FY23 and H1 FY23 earnings conference call. Today, we have with us the senior management team of MGL, represented by Mr. Sanjay Shinde, Deputy Managing Director, Mr. Rajesh Patel, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Rajesh Wagle, Senior Vice President, Marketing. They will share the initial remarks on the quarterly performance of the company, and that will be followed by the Q&A session. Before that, I would now pass it on to Mr. Diwakar Pingle for reading out the disclaimer. Over to you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Ankur, and welcome to the participants on this call. Before we begin, I would like to mention that some of the statements made in today's discussion may be forward-looking in nature, and we believe that the expectations contained in the statements are reasonable. However, these statements involve a number of risks and uncertainties that may lead to different results. The risks and uncertainties related to these statements include but are not limited to fluctuation sales volume, fluctuation foreign exchange, other costs, and ability to manage growth. I urge you to consider the quarterly numbers are not a reflection of long-term trends or indication of full-year results. They should not be attempted to be extrapolated or interpolated into a full-year number. With that said, I'll now hand over the call to the management. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the earnings call of Mahanagar Gas Limited for the quarter two of financial year 2023. I would like to thank all of you for attending our earnings call today. Due to continuing geopolitical situation and supply shortages across the world with respect to natural gas, Q2 of 2022-23 remains challenging for MGL and for the entire CGD industry due to high input gas costs. To meet the growing demand of the sector and to bridge the gap between APM allocation and demand from the priority sector, that is essentially CNG and domestic PNG, Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas issued revised guidelines in May 2022, and pool gas was being provided to all CGD entities at uniform base price or UBP for priority sector. Under these guidelines, pool gas allocation was revised on a quarterly basis by considering consumption of previous quarter plus 2.5%. This helps the CGD entities like Mahanagar Gas to grow their demand by using market price gas for the quarter, and in subsequent quarter gets pool gas allocation against such increase in the volume. However, within pool gas, APM allocation was done based on the availability of the domestically produced gases. During the period, pool gas mixed with market price gas, which included LNG, was supplied at $8.91 per MMBtu for July 2022, $10.52 per MMBtu for the first fortnight of August 2022. And from 16th August 2022, practice of mixing market price gas is essentially RLNG was discontinued, and since then, CGDs are required to bridge the gap on their own. The present pool gas allocation, which is essentially nothing but APM and CBG or some portion of HPHT, that is high pressure, high temperature gases, is approximately 90% of the CGD requirement for the priority sector. On the demand side, MGL continues to create CGD infrastructure across its business segments in the license area. During the quarter, 62,000+ domestic households were connected, and thus we have established connectivity for nearly 1.99 million households in our license area. We have laid 39 kilometers of steel and PE pipeline, thereby taking the aggregated pipeline length to over 6,325 kilometers. We have also added 5 new CNG stations, and with these, we now have 296 CNG stations as on the end of the quarter. We have also added 86 industrial and commercial customers during the quarter, and thus, on the quarter end, we have 4,427 industrial and commercial customers. In respect of our Raigad GA, we are connected to 60,320 domestic households and 23 CNG stations are currently operational. During the quarter, we have laid approximately 7 kilometers of pipeline in Raigarh GA, thereby taking the total length of pipeline in Raigarh GA to 365 kilometers. This expansion of our pipeline network has created a very good ecosystem for CNG and PNG in the Raigarh area and will definitely enable expeditious unlocking of demand in Raigarh once our city gas station at Savroli is operational. Overall, average gas sales volume for H1 of the current year compared to the H1 of the previous year has increased from increased to 3.453 MMSCMD from 2.763 MMSCMD, an increase of over 25%. CNG volume has also increased to 2.540 MMSCMD from 1.894 MMSCMD, which is an increase of 34.51%. Industrial and commercial sales volume has also increased to 0.442 MMSCMD from 0.410 MMSCMD, an increase of 7.8%, and the sales volume for domestic PNG has increased to 0.470 MMSCMD from 0.459 MMSCMD, an increase of 2.4%. Coming to MGL's operation during the quarter, we have achieved an overall average gas sales volume of 3.459 MMSCMD, an increase of 0.3% over the previous quarter volume of 3.448 MMSCMD. Compared to the previous quarter, sales volume in the case of CNG has increased from 2.539 MMSCMD to 2.541 MMSCMD, which is an increase of 0.1% only. In the case of industrial and commercial sales, volume has increased from 0.439 MMSCMD to 0.447 MMSCMD, an increase of 1.8%. Sales for domestic PNG for the quarter has increased to 0.471 MMSCMD as against the previous quarter volume of 0.470 MMSCMD, an increase of 0.3%. The current quarter's EBITDA is ₹253 crore compared to the previous quarter's EBITDA of ₹286 crores. EBITDA margin is at 16.18% for the quarter as compared to the previous quarter EBITDA margin of 19.63%. Net profit after tax is at ₹164 crores for the quarter as compared to ₹185 crores in the previous quarter. With this, I conclude and would now like to open the floor for questions. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of S. Ramesh from Nirmal Bang Equities. Please go ahead.
Hello, good evening and thank you very much. So if you can explain to what extent the price increase you have taken in CNG and PNG in November as offsetting the increase in gas cost, that will help us understand how, you know, this will help you maintain or improve margins in this quarter.
I think this is a question pertaining to current quarter, that is Q3.
Yeah.
Okay. And you know our current price is at 89.50 per kg in case of CNG and 54 rupees per SCM in case of domestic. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So to what extent does it help you offset the increase in the gas cost, or is there some more price increase required to offset the increase in gas cost? That was the question.
If you look at, you know, the availability of APM gas coupled with requirement of market price gas to be mixed with this for catering to CNG and domestic, the cost keeps on changing. So we have more or less passed on, maybe some marginal amount might not have been passed on, keeping in view the current diesel price and the petrol prices. However, we will always review that and see how do we, you know, best maintain our margins.
And what will be the share of, you know, spot LNG in your overall gas purchase basket?
So far, on an average, we have been getting 90% of our requirement, and it has been going up to, at times up to 93-94% as well.
Okay. There's one last thought. In terms of the CapEx and the incremental upside in your future growth in the CGD volumes, can you give us some sense how much you will spend this year and over the next couple of years, and how that will help you grow your volumes over the next 2-3 years?
So as far as CapEx is concerned, up to September, we have already spent around 300 crores, okay, little less than 300 crore. And since our actual construction season starts post-monsoon, we will be doing, CapEx in the range of around 650 to 800 crores. That is our endeavor. But actual CapEx will always depend on the availability of permissions and other things. Our budget and our preparedness is there up to 800 crore. We should watch and see how much we actually do it.
So can we get some sense in terms of what is the upside in volume you can expect? Suppose you spend, say, 800 into 3 for 2,400 crores of capex. How much will it help you in terms of your future volume growth?
We maintain the guidance on growth in the range of around 6% CAGR, 3 to 5 years CAGR. It may be, a little more this year because of last year impacted by COVID. So compared to last year average of 3 MMSCMD, today we are already touching almost, 3.45 to 3.5 MMSCMD. So, but however, on a 3 to 5 years period, we will maintain the guidance at around 6% with, our city gate station getting set up in GS3. And slowly we will convert some of these stations which are currently running on daughter booster mode or non-online mode to online. We will see growth coming from GA3 as well as CNG and, industry as well in that region. And also we are adding new customers in GA1 and GA2 and more vehicles switching on to CNG. Will help us the growth in the range of around 6%.
Thank you, Rajeshji. Thanks a lot and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Vardarajan Chivasankaran from Antique Limited. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. So what have been the vehicle conversion numbers? And we are still quite surprised by the flat volume growth QOQ. Is there any reason why it was so?
Yeah, if you look at vehicle conversion numbers in Q2, they are marginally lower. Overall, around 15,500 vehicles have come on to CNG this quarter, as against probably around 19,000 vehicles in the last quarter. Okay. Which includes more or less similar number on account of commercial vehicles, roughly in the range of around 2,200 plus. Okay. There is an addition of even private cars, 11,300. Even taxis have been added, some amount of taxis around 200. And small number of buses around 20. Okay. This is the number. So overall around 15,500 is the number added during the quarter.
So in this context, when we have this kind of a number, though it is down QOQ, but still, we are surprised the volume numbers are absolutely flat quarter on quarter. Any specific reason for it? Or is it only kind of monsoon or some such thing?
Well, if you look at the CNG volumes in particular, the price has been steadily increasing from Q1 to Q2. So, cost of CNG, what we hear from reports, pinching the auto rickshaw drivers and taxi drivers, etc. So our guess is that, they are driving more conservatively. Previously, where they used to, run a lot of dead kilometers looking for passengers to pick up, etc., that has gone down. So there is a chance that the per capita consumption might have dropped a little bit. And other thing is, look at this 15,000 vehicle numbers which are added in the quarter. That is actually a relatively very small number when you compare it to the 8 lakh plus vehicle population which is on CNG. So, you know, this quarter on quarter increase, flat, decrease, jump, you know, that is very difficult to, you know, micromanage or explain
that.
However, if you look at it on a annual or CAGR basis, you will see the, you know, consistent growth which is there.
Understood, sir. If I can squeeze in one more question, what is the midterm contract supply? Was there a significant cut? What is the actual volume vis-a-vis the contracted volume?
Generally, it is observed that, you know, if there is a term contract which has some proportion which is on best endeavor, then during the time when spot prices are comparatively higher, the supply is restricted to supply or pay, more or less.
So there any numbers that you can share?
It was not supplied over and above the supply or pay level under at least
one or two
contracts.
Understood. But what was the number? Could you give us some indication?
Roughly, we must have got around, all put together in the range of around 0.45 to 0.47.
Very much, sir. Thanks a lot. I'll come back in a second.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Aditya Suresh from Macquarie. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So two questions. First is in terms of your margins, right? So is it fair to say that at a current kind of CNG price of 89.5, all else constant in the current environment, you're going to be able to protect your existing margin even in the next quarter? Or do you see that margins should fall given where we are from a pricing perspective?
Yeah. See, it's not, you know, appropriate right now to, you know, guess or comment on the Q3 margins. However, I can say that compared to Q1, Q2 margins we have been either able to improve or, you know, maintain more or less. Okay. As far as CNG and domestic PNG is concerned, both these margins have been well maintained. In fact, we have realized little more compared to Q1. Okay. And as far as industrial and commercial is concerned, since our pricing is linked to alternate fuels, in view of alternate fuels coming down, you know, on an average, the basket fuels have seen a reduction of almost 20-22%. The realization there has gone down compared to Q1. Though it still remains good in terms of, you know, earlier, you know, corresponding previous year, same quarter or something. But Q1 of this year was exceptionally good as far as realization was concerned. At the same time, the gas cost, overall index, you know, be it Henry Hub, be it Brent contract, the gas cost, especially Henry Hub, has increased. So overall gas cost has increased and realization in case of INC has been under pressure because of the linkage to alternate fuels. In spite of charging premium, we have not made as good realization as it was in Q1.
Correct. I guess if I, sorry for the basic question as well, but so if APM has gone from 6 to 8.6 and our pricing has gone at the CNG retail outlet from 85 towards 90, I guess in that context, I'm just worried that margins will see more downside compared to where we are today. Is that a fair understanding of the situation, or if you can just help us with that,
So I would certainly say that margins are under pressure because, as you are saying, 40% APM price has gone up. We have to now watch and see how much allocation of APM is available and what is the price of, you know, market price gas which comes up in this quarter or the subsequent quarters. That will more or less decide the margins. Our endeavor will be always to maintain the margin. However, we will always look at, you know, we don't, you know, cross the limit where we don't put anything on the table for the customer vis-a-vis diesel and petrol. Okay. So certainly margins are going to be under pressure. Also, another factor which is contributing to the cost is exchange rate, which has, you know, rupee devaluation is also impacting.
Is there a floor margin which you all think about? In that way, we've seen some of your peers kind of prioritize margin over volume. So if you were to prioritize margin,
practice as a floor margin,
Okay.
Okay. I guess the final question, sir, was that okay. So at 89.5, it's fairly palpable that as you were saying as well that the users of CNG have been been a bit watchful in terms of demand patterns. But can you speak about the ability to further increase prices given where we are today, and given some of the kind of feedback you're getting from your customers?
Currently, we are comfortable with the kind of price rise we have taken. But we'll have to wait and watch how spot prices move going forward, and we'll take a call accordingly. If you look at currently, the spot prices have started little bit tapering, but one can't say with very high confidence how long that price will remain. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for the clarification.
Yeah.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants that please restrict yourself to two questions. The next question comes from the line of Maulik Patel from Equitas. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, do you have anything about this medium-term contract which you signed last year? Can you just tell us what's the validity of those contracts? For how long those contracts are there?
Out of the term contracts, we have one contract which is medium term, and it's roughly ending somewhere in
7-8 months.
Next 7-8 months.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you have, I think, three contracts, which I think you mentioned in the last con call.
Yeah. Other two are for 5 to 6 years. This
okay.
one was a shorter tenure, and it is having balance 7-8 months from
okay.
now.
Got it. And so any update you have to share on related to this credit park committee which government has set up, and also with this ministry notification which was there in mid of August that subsequently going forward the APM gas allocation will be linked to the increase in number of the PNG connection.
Regarding the credit park committee, we are eagerly awaiting the outcome of the report and subsequent approval of the same by the government. As far as that 10th August circular is concerned, there were two circulars on 10th August. The second circular doesn't talk about linking it with PNG.
Okay.
Yeah. So PNG connection. So we presume that is not on the table as of now.
Again, so you may continue to get it around 94% of the, or 90-91%, 94% of the your requirement as an APM gas from the government.
Yeah, APM gas and blended with some amount of high pressure, high temperature gas as well as CBG, that is compressed biogas.
Sure.
And the price at which it is being sold today is
around $6.26 up to Q2, I'm saying.
Sorry, can you just repeat that? Can we just repeat the last one? What is 6.26?
That is a uniform base price.
Uniform base price for APM gas, which includes APM, CBG, HPHT.
Okay. Yeah.
And currently it should be somewhere around, I think 8.57 is APM, so that blended CBG, HPHT is somewhere around 8.75 or so.
Got it.
But that
got
price
it.
Is declared every month.
Yeah. Got it. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Saurabh Handa from Citigroup. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, sir. My first question is on these term energy contracts. So you said you got around 0.45 MMSCMD in Q2. How much is the contracted quantity across these three contracts?
Roughly around 0.66.
Okay. And this excludes the KG gas of 0.1, right?
Oh, including.
Okay, it includes. So the LNG part will be around 0.55.
You are saying overall? Spot
yeah,
RLNG?
So So this 0.66 includes the kg of 0.1, is that correct? So excluding the kg, it would be 0.55 of terminal NG?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Thank you. So my second question was on industrial and commercial realizations in the quarter. Could you give us the numbers, how much they were in Q2?
You are saying sales price realization?
Yes, sir, the realization.
Yeah. It has, you know, range between on an average 60 rupees to 66 rupees per SCM.
This is across both industrial and commercial?
Average of all, yeah, industrial and commercial, yes.
Okay. So just my last question, if I may, on the committee, on the Kirpal committee, are there any timelines that you are looking at? That's one. And secondly, are you also hopeful for any sort of relief on the allocation side? Because obviously 94% has come down to maybe around 90% now. So I'm guessing the absolute volume number is not changing, and as your volumes grow, the percentage will keep coming down. So one is on timelines, and secondly, anything on the allocation itself that you are hopeful about?
The timelines are a little uncertain, but we definitely look forward to the outcome of the report, Kirik Parikh report, because it was especially constituted for taking into account the aspirations of the city gas companies in the country. And as far as the present APM allocation and or uniform base price allocation is concerned, you know, couple of months back, GAIL had, we understand that GAIL had added some more quantity by cutting the from the power priority sector of power, but we are not aware of any further upside to that city now, as of now.
Okay, but so you're hopeful still that maybe there can be developments on this as well, on further allocation?
If there is any HPHT gas which comes in the market and GAIL sources it, then yes, that will be added to the kitty going forward.
But not from the power sector?
We are
not in a position to comment on this question.
Because I think you can pose this question to GAIL India Limited.
And maybe for the government.
Fair enough, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Sabri Hajarika from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. First question is regarding this this ONGC GAIL pipeline tariff issue. So you'd be like fighting this out in higher courts, right? So just wanted to know, this court appeal would be the last one of it, or you can like you would have room if by chance if something comes against your favor, then is there any further chance, or it is like the final forum?
Certainly, we will be fighting out this case, and it can go up to Supreme Court as well.
This will be in the Bombay High Court?
No, this will be initially in Delhi High Court.
Okay. And then, if not, then you can...
Right now, hearing on this matter.
Okay. And have you got a hearing?
No, no. Not yet. We are yet to file our appeal.
Okay. Okay, fine. Fair enough. Okay, then. So secondly, one small bookkeeping question. Industrial PNG volumes for the quarter. Not industrial commercial, just industrial. And also CNG sales in kilogram.
PNG sales in kilogram.
Kilogram.
Okay. Just a minute. See, actually, no, industrial and commercial sale. If you note down the figure together, it will be better, because we have been doing some reclassification of the customer categories. Okay.
Okay.
So, especially this quarter, we will not be able to give separate figure. The industrial and commercial put together is 0.447. Okay.
Okay, sir. Okay.
And CNG 3.459 MMSCMD, you can convert it by a factor of around 1.4.
It will be 1.4, right? Oh.
Yeah, little less than 1.4 or 1.39 or so.
1.39. Okay, sir, fair enough. Thank you so much.
KG should be around 1.826 kg.
1.826, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Abhilasha Satale from Quantum AMC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for giving me opportunity. So we are awaiting this Kirit Parik committee report, and most probably, I mean, there is a rumor that the APM price, there will be some downside to the APM prices. So as in when it happens, what will be our strategy? So will we pass on the benefit to improve discount to the alternative fuels and improve the conversion rate, or we are in a position to retain large part of the benefit which will come through us from the cost side?
Certainly, if you know the price comes down, we would like to pass on. How much pass through, that I think we'll have to wait and watch.
Wait for the exact numbers.
Wait for the exact numbers to decide that. But we will have to balance out between, you know, value proposition for the customer to come on to CNG and then take an overall decision. There will be pass on to some extent, and there we'll have to decide based on the numbers which comes out. As of now, I think commenting on this is very, very difficult.
But in case, sir, if we pass it on, then would we see incremental conversion? I mean, you know, the, as such, like even at this rate, we are not seeing that substantial conversions have gone down, or like that proportion, that scenario is not there. So if we pass on some of the benefit, then is there a possibility that we will see increase in conversion rates?
I think a period of quarter or a two quarter to comment on, you know, whether the momentum has you know, impacted due to prices price or not is very, very difficult, because you know a lot of vehicle booking might have been done earlier, so one has to see over a little longer period of time. Certainly, if the you know gap between diesel and petrol reduces, then it will impact, some amount of impact will be there in case of commercial category. Okay. However, right now we are not seeing that kind of impact, maybe because, you know, it will have impact with a lag. So looking at only one or two quarters number, it's not right to judge. Okay.
Okay. Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Yogesh Patil from Centrum Broking. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my question, sir. I have a couple of questions. First of all, could you please share the breakup of input gas volume in terms of gas pool, contracted LNG and spot LNG? If you could provide it in terms of percentage term, that would be really helpful.
Could you repeat your question? Total gas?
Yeah. Could you please share the breakup of input gas volume in terms of first gas pool, second contracted LNG and third spot LNG?
Yeah, as far as requirement for priority is concerned, domestic and CNG, domestic PNG and CNG, we are roughly blending 10% of spot. Okay. And as far as industrial and commercial volume is concerned, we are able to cater through term contracts fully.
Okay. And sir, how it has changed compared to the first quarter FY23?
First quarter, actually very difficult to say, because in the first quarter there was a pooled gas supply. In fact, in this quarter also it is slightly difficult to say, because up to 15th of August the blending was done by GAIL and we were supplied at one price. Okay. So our requirement from 16th of May till August was less as far as spot gas is concerned, because APM plus blended RLNG was coming through GAIL. Okay. However, you know, there are operational constraints which have remained in Q1 as well as some part in Q2 as well. So if you might have contracted something and you do some adjustment of those, then you may see a little bit difference between the actual quantity available and actual quantity utilized through the pooled mechanism. So in fact, both these quarters have a mix of pure LNG, RLNG put in by us and some part which is, you know, given by GAIL in the pooled mechanism.
So is it a fair to assume that
10% was the requirement and or 90% of APM gas or APM plus CBG and HPHT was available. Rest was through spot.
Okay, fair enough. Second one, regarding looking into your historical EBITDA per unit, it was mostly into the double digit, which was close to 10 rupees per SCM. So in this volatile input gas cost environment, what one should assume for the second half of FY23 and the upcoming period FY24? Could you please guide us on the EBITDA per SCM side?
Yeah, our endeavor will be always to maintain. However, it is difficult to comment on futuristic numbers. It will all depend on, you know, how much APM quantity is available, what is the price of spot RLNG, how is the price of diesel and petrol fares during this period. So all these factors put together, we will be able to, you know, maintain a reasonable good margin. Okay. But crystallizing or, you know, pinpointing on numbers will be very, very tough task for anybody.
Okay. Thanks. Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Somaya V from Spark Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir. So first question is on the spot.
Can you be a little louder?
Yeah. First question is on the spot quantity being bought last quarter. On the industrial and CNG front, industrial by and large you would have got catered by the medium term contracts. Is that the right understanding? And on CNG, probably for the second half of the quarter, the 4-5% shortfall is something that you would have resorted to on spot energy. Is that right understanding?
I could not hear your the last sentence. You no, need to little be, yeah. I think, near the mic or louder.
Yeah. The question pertains to spot LNG buying in the previous quarter, Q2. Industrial, more or less, we would have been sufficient with the midterm contracts that we have. Just wanted to check if that's a right understanding. And second, in terms of the priority sector for us, the CNG part, the shortfall would have been to the extent of, say, 4-5%, and that too from, say, mid of August. Is that the right understanding?
Yeah, you're right, because up to mid of August, the blended gas was supplied by GAIL, and the quantity increased after August.
Thank you. Second question, the medium-term contracts that you are referring to, the 0.66 MMSMD that we have, so the balance term for all these three contracts is 7 to 8 months. Is that right? I mean, though the contract period is different, one is 1 year, the other two are 5 years, but the balance remaining period is only 7 to 8 months.
Correct. Up to around, I think, June 23.
All three contracts will get over by June 23.
No. Other two contracts still have a good time. I do not remember the dates. Only the one contract which was midterm is getting over around June 2023.
And what would be the volume of this contract that is getting over in June 23?
Contracted quantity should be around 1.5 lakh.
Okay, 0.15.
Yes,
0.15 out of the 0.66.
Yeah.
Got it, sir. Sir, and the third thing, I mean, we have seen, you know, in terms of gas cost increase, be it on APM front or, the lower allocation or FX, this has happened between, say, September end to October. So we have increased close to 9.5 rupees so far. I mean, when we increase these prices, is there anything, you know, that we keep thinking in terms of the petrol spread versus CNG? And is there a point, you know, which is slightly, you know, after which we feel, okay, probably we are, you know, the spread is too narrow and it can have a rub-off effect on the volume. Is this something that we think, and what the number would be?
There is no such hard number. What we have observed with the, you know, relatively high price increases which have taken recently is that the new vehicle addition, you know, has slightly tapered off compared to, let's say, Q1. So definitely there is this thought in the mind of the consumer that, you know, should we wait for some more time before buying a new CNG vehicle or what? So the vehicle addition has not stopped, but from about 19,000, I think Mr. Patel had said, 19,000 vehicles which came on in Q1, Q2 it was only about 15,000 vehicles.
15,500.
Now that is a trend which ideally we don't like to, you know, see, because we are chasing volume growth here. So we are hopeful that going forward with, you know, gas prices hopefully softening a bit, so again the momentum on CNG volume addition will again pick up pace. Growth is still there, maybe not at the previous quarter or previous half year rate. That is why we, in our guidance, you know, say we talk of a 5-year kind of a CAGR at quarter to quarter, or, you know, short-term variation, we don't, you know, give too much material significance.
Got it, sir. One last question on the industrial and commercial prices. I mean, you did mention that 60 to 66 rupees, around that range. I mean,
could you be a little louder, please?
On the industrial and commercial prices, you did mention that 60 to 66 rupees is the pricing currently, I mean, for Q2. How has it been trending? How has it been trending in the last few quarters? I mean, compared to the alternate fuels, if you could just give some color on that.
As I said earlier, our pricing is linked to alternate fuels. Q1 was very good comparatively compared to Q2. Okay. And let us see how these alternate fuels move going forward. And based on that, there will be realization. Though we do charge, you know, premium over the alternate fuels to maintain our margins to some extent.
So what would be the industrial and commercial prices currently, if you can help us?
Currently, I think basic price should be in the range of 60 to 65 rupees.
So largely flat versus Q2.
But, you know, it keeps on changing month on month.
There are quite a few segments within the industrial and commercial you know, bucket also, where typically the price to the customer is linked to the, you know, predominantly used alternate fuel by that category of customer. So we have customers who are indexed to LPG also. We have customers who are linked to large bulk industrial fuels also. So it is a mix, you know, when you say industrial or commercial, it is not just one category. There are subcategories in that, and there is a variation in the price depending on how the alternate fuel for that category moves.
The number I gave is average across all the category.
Understood. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of S. Ramesh from Nirmal Bang Equities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the follow-up. So if you're looking at the sensitivity of the CV segment, now what is the percentage discount of CNG compared to diesel, below which, you know, your conversion of CVs will possibly not be visible? I mean, is there a number you can share with us? Because that's possibly one segment which is growing. Especially because if you're seeing the potential for a correction in diesel spreads and international prices, how would you see that play out in the next 1 to 2 years based on your understanding on the ground?
Commercial vehicles. As regards commercial vehicles, you know, there is no one number. We can't say if there is a 10% discount to diesel, we'll keep selling, because you need to understand that the vehicle categories are also quite diverse. So ranging from a small commercial vehicle to now even heavy commercial vehicles are coming OE fitted with gas engines. And the payback period differs for different class of customers depending on not only the spread between CNG and diesel selling prices, but also the spread between the initial on-road cost of the vehicle and most importantly how many kilometers that vehicle runs on an average in a day or a month. So the number is, you know, it varies for different classes of customers. For a large transporter who runs a few hundred kilometers per day, maybe he may be able to work with a 10% kind of a discount to diesel. But for a, let's say, a small commercial vehicle where the on-road cost difference is not much, but however, you know, the running per kg also may not be that much, so the number could be slightly lower. So there is no one number for, you know, the whole commercial vehicle category as such. It is more of a range. And we are conscious of this fact that, you know, we need to keep that customer sentiment towards CNG, you know, continuing. Because the other good thing is now a lot of commercial vehicle OEs are coming with factory-fitted CNG. They have already come in with the models, which is actually meeting a large need which was there in the market. Because before that, the transporters had to rely on retrofitting, which was not always, you know, reliable and in terms of quality and cost. So the, on an overall basis, if you see, the trend is positive for CNG at the expense of diesel.
So on a similar line of thought, in terms of the competitiveness of CNG versus petrol and diesel, you all realize that it's come down. So is there a threshold, you know, below which, you know, you'll have to cut prices and take some sacrifice on margins, say in the next, say, 6 months to 12 months, and then, you know, eventually over a period of time try to make up? What is the thought on that?
Well, the overriding priority remains to steadily aggregate volumes in the long term.
Okay.
Now, we, as far as petrol goes, currently also there is, we don't perceive any material challenge on the customer value proposition front, because even at today's prices, CNG is turning out to be more than 40+% economical compared to petrol, which is a huge incentive. Of course, private car owners do not tend to log in, you know, hundreds of kilometers per day, you know, which impacts the payback, but then 40+% discount is a good payback for anybody who runs even 60-70 kilometers a day. And again, as I said before, with factory-fitted CNG variants now coming out, more and more customers are preferring to take CNG. Other thing encouraging customers is CNG now is almost a pan-India phenomena. Previously, let's say 3-5 years back, you know, CNG used to be considered by many customers and OEs also as a, you know, Maharashtra, Gujarat or Delhi-centered phenomena. But now with the number of GAs licensed out, you know, and new entities opening up CNG stations all over the country, that there is this, momentum towards CNG, and long term we see a lot of growth and value proposition there.
Thank you. Mr. Ramesh, we request that you return to the question queue for the follow-up questions. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants, please restrict yourself to one question. The next question comes from the line of Vardarajan Shivashankaran from Antique Limited. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity again, sir. Looking at acquiring domestic gas, now that RIL as well as ONGC are planning to increase production, and there will be auctions from both parties soon. would you be looking to bid? And if at all, if you're going to bid, I'm just trying to understand, since your volumes grow, you know, on a continuous basis, what would be the volume you would effectively bid for? Would it cover 1 quarter, 1 year, or 2 years? And how do you manage this entire volume at which you want to bid and the term of the contract?
ONGC
volume.
You're talking about ONGC new volumes?
Yeah, well, this as well as RIL and the new volumes come. If you were to bid, what would be, how will you bid in terms of the volumes? You know, would you bid for a 1 year coverage or 2 year coverage? And what will you do in the interim since the volume will be too high for you? Will you be allowed to trade it out for the time being? How do you work that out?
To a large extent, the term of the, you know, contract is determined by the seller. So
then how do you match your volume in terms of how it grows? And
Reliance had made the term also a bidable parameter, but of late we were not seeing that. And we will take a call on what we think is our volume requirement estimate. And accordingly, as our volumes keep growing incrementally, in case domestically produced gas does not match up with that volume ramp up, we'll keep buying tranches of, you know, medium-term gas or something like that, as long as we have a certainty on volume uptake. And the last bit balancing, we'll tend to do on a reasonable underway basis, you know, spot gas is done or take or pay or something.
Fair enough, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Ankur Agarwal. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. I just wanted to check regarding the margins for the commercial and industrial segment. I mean, we understand that pricing is under, pricing has come off from the first quarter currently, and but Brent prices have also come off during that time. So are you seeing some ease in the input gas cost as well? And how are the margins behaving on the CNI side? If you could help us understand that.
Compared to Q1, the margins are under pressure as far as commercial and industrial is concerned, because of the realization mainly and gas cost as well as exchange rate increase during this quarter. Even going forward, exchange rate may put pressure, and we will watch out for gas costs, how indexes remain and how spot prices remain going forward.
And sir, compared to second quarter, I mean, if you have to talk about currently, how are you managing?
Current quarter, I think, let us wait for some time. Maybe it is more or less same as of now compared to Q2. But we'll have to watch out for exchange rate as well as the indexes to which gas cost is linked and also spot price.
Okay. And so just one clarification. You mentioned that currently you're getting blended gas at $8.75 per MMBTU. Is that correct?
When I say blended, it is APM plus CBG and HPHT. No spot RLNG or market price gas in that.
Okay. On top of that, you have to, for the priority segment, you have to add around 6 to 10% of spot LNG as well, right?
We're in the range of 7 to 10%, yes.
7%. Right. Okay. I think that's helpful, sir. Thank you for this.
Thank you. Due to time constraints, we have reached the end of question and answer session. I would now like to hand the conference over to Ankur Agarwal for closing comments.
Thank you to all the participants. I would like to thank the management of Mahanagar Gas Limited for taking out the time for this interactive session. And I would also like to thank all the participants who joined on the call today. Thank you all. Over to you, Renji.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of Philip Capital India Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.